Hello, my name is Nina. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. If you're calling, hello, are you calling to find a testing site near you?
What happened is my phone, for some reason, is not ringing in, and the hotline called me, and I didn't know it. And I can't get through to them because the line is busy. And they called my number at 12 and it didn't ring in. Something's wrong with my phone. So can I give you, is there any way you can get in touch with them?
No, ma'am. I do the testing sites. I provide you with the testing sites where you can go get tested.
I need a shot.
You would have to call the appointment, the COVID appointment line.
It's busy.
Vaccine. That means that is at capacity. You would have to probably try to call back tomorrow or later on.
I've been calling 5 days straight.
I can't help you with that, ma'am. I can only help you with the testing.
Well, somebody in your department signed me up.
Excuse me?
Somebody in your department was kind enough to sign me up because I have no computer.
Oh, do you know the person's name? Because we have a...
No, I don't.
Agents.
I can
I'm not
give
sure
you
what
my...
you're asking me.
No, it's not a question. Somebody in your department was kind enough to sign my husband and I up for a scheduled appointment. And they called, and my phone is not taking a call. It's not ringing in, and I missed the call. Is there any way that you could look on a computer?
No, ma'am. The only thing that I can do is look at the testing sites. Oh, one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold to... follow up on what you've just advised me.
In
the testing site department.
It's not going to, listen, it's not going to do any good because my phone will not ring in. I can't hear it. It's broke. Can I give you my husband's number? That's the number I want him to call because his phone is working.
Okay, ma'am, I'm confused. We don't schedule. Hold one moment. I need to place you on a brief hold so I can follow up on maybe I'm missing something. You just gave me new information that I'm not familiar with.
Oh.
Hold one moment. Is that okay?
Sure.
And you said your name was?
Phyllis J. Cook.
P-H-I-L-L-I-S.
P-H-Y-L-L-I-S. See, the hotline called me, and my telephone today, I didn't know it, but it stopped working. An in call will not come in. I can just call out. I can't receive a call. For some reason, it quit working.
Okay. I can only, let me follow up on what you just said, Ms. Cook. You said your name is Phyllis J. Cook.
Yes.
And the hotline called you today. The call dropped.
They called me at 12 o'clock. And they left a message on my phone.
Okay, but you said someone from my department.
Earlier today... she is with an 800 number that she signed my husband and I up to be scheduled for an appointment. And they called me, the hotline called me at 12 o'clock and left a message to call back on the hotline. And I can't because it's busy. And I missed the call because my phone is not ringing in telephone calls. It just quit that about 3 hours ago.
Okay. hold one moment. Bear with me. I need to place you on a brief hold to follow up on the vaccine appointment. Hold one moment.
Okay.
Contrast to testing sites, because that's what I do. Bear with me.
Okay.